Hey, this is Jonathan Potoshnik. I'm answering the question, what is the best software for creating invoices and lawn care receipts? And as you probably know, we own the company Service Autopilot. LawnServiceSoftware.com is the domain that you want to visit to take a look at what we have to offer. Obviously, I couldn't in good faith say that we're not the solution that you might want to take a look at, because clearly I believe you are. In fact, we are. We have the free offering where you can create invoices and lawn receipts and charge credit cards, and you can all do it all from a free account. So I'm not going to try to pitch what I've got, but clearly we developed software that is based on functionality and features that we thought were really important. And so my advice is going to be along the lines of what you might want to look for, and clearly our solution has that because we had to build what we thought was best. And so what we felt was best, regardless of the solution you take a look at, was from a billing standpoint, since this is specifically about invoicing and billing, we felt you needed flexibility. And let me also say that when I say we felt you needed it, it was based on, as you also probably know, I have a pretty sizable landscape maintenance company that does full maintenance, irrigation, fertilization, weed control, and pest control. And so we have thousands of clients, and we have a diverse set of clients from commercial to residential, and so we have a lot of experience. You've also probably heard me say that I'm a firm believer in charging everyone immediately after you provide the service and charging their credit card, because this speeds up cash flow. So one of the requirements we felt was necessary from an invoicing receipt standpoint was to be able to auto-charge the credit card immediately after the service was done. Or, so that would be an example of charging the credit card the day after service. So you do the work today, tonight, or tomorrow morning, you close out yesterday's work, and now you bill that work. So billing the day after. Another alternative would be that we bill all of our clients 1 week after we perform the work. I believe that is a function that many people use. We have that set up. Another idea, which would be the traditional idea, is we bill our clients once a month. So in our case, and what we think is important, is you need to be able to bill daily, and all this needs to be very easy and what I would call automated. Bill daily, bill weekly, or bill monthly. You then need to either be able to produce an invoice by paper and mail it. You need to be able to produce an invoice that is emailed to the client, or you need to be able to auto-charge the credit card and email a receipt, or auto-charge the credit card and not email a receipt. So that's the level of sophistication that I think is wise, and the reason I think that you want multiple means of billing and invoicing is because your business is going to mature, it's going to change, and you want the flexibility to be able to use a technology solution that can change and adapt to whatever it is your business needs to do. The last thing you ever want to do in business is make a business decision based on the limitations of the people that work for you, the limitations of the technology you use, or the limitations of the equipment you have in that moment. You always want to decide what you're going to do in business based on what is best for the business. You want to think first about what's best for the business and then do that, or figure out how to do it and change whatever that constraint is that's holding you back. So the point being, if you want to expand into a new area, but you've got that rogue employee that just won't do it, he's just going to throw a fit if we do that, and you don't do it, that's not good business sense. That's not making a good business decision. If you want to do something in your business, bill a certain way, but your software will not allow you to bill that certain way, that's bad. The software has now become your constraint. So that's why I believe whatever solution you choose, regardless whether the topic's invoice and receipts, whatever the solution is that you've decided, or whatever that is you've decided to implement in your business, you need the technology solution to be flexible enough to allow you to do that, to allow you to facilitate doing what it is you want to do that will make your business better. So you want flexible software that's not going to hold you back. And so I recommend buying a software solution that has an upgrade path that will grow with you as your business grows. Other things to consider that I just think are imperative. I talked about credit card billing. You need to be able to email your invoices. You need to be able to print your invoices. Really, if you look at QuickBooks and you want to bill credit cards in QuickBooks, generally what that means is if you've got 100 clients, you bill 100 individual credit cards manually. we didn't think that was a good implementation. So the route we like is basically you say, I've authorized these 100 invoices, charge them. And the system goes and does it, and it tells you when it's done. You don't have to sit there and watch it. You don't have to do anything. And we also believe that it's important that if a credit card fails, the system needs to be smart enough to notify the client their credit card failed and tell them how to reconcile it. And if for whatever reason, let's say the means of notification is email, if for whatever reason you don't have that client's email address, the system needs to be smart enough to tell you these five people, we don't have an email address for them. You need to call them. Here's their phone numbers. Here's who they are. Here's how much they owe. Call them. And the system needs to tell you to do that. That's the level of sophistication we think is wise when it comes to billing and invoicing. Prior to billing and invoicing, the whole scheduling process needs to be very simple. You need to be able to bill your clients very flexible. Are you billing them by the hour? Are you billing them on a fixed cost? Are you billing them on an annual contract? What's your billing rate? Do you have multiple billing rates for different clients? Needs to be able to handle all of that. All of that lends itself to accurate, fast, profitable billing. So the way your scheduling works and its flexibility is incredibly important as well. So those are some of the things I think that are really important when you're making a decision about the billing software. A couple other quick things. I'm a huge proponent of internet web-based. What's now being referred to as cloud computing, if it's done properly. That means that your billing system would be available to you anywhere at any moment, and that it's being backed up for you so that you don't even have to mess with it, remember it. This approach is by far the growing trend in technology. The companies that aren't moving this direction are going to be left behind. Everybody that's anybody that's a big name that you recognize is moving their entire technology solutions this direction right now. It's basically the 100% of the time available to you anywhere you are technology solution, again called cloud computing. Highly, highly important. Do you trust yourself to constantly back up your data? Do you currently back up your data on your computer every time or every day and multiple times a day? And if you are doing that, are you checking once a week to make sure that if your computer crashes, you need to restore that data, that you're going to be able to do that? If you're not, that's one of the biggest arguments for cloud computing, other than the availability of it being readily available to you from anywhere at any time, is that it's being backed up on your behalf. And that if you lose your data, you're not going to go out of business. So I say all of that to also say that I think that's an important part of a billing invoicing system. The other part is that I believe you need to allow your clients through your website to access all of their billing history, their statements, what they're signed up for, their invoices, make payments online, do all of that. I think that should also be part of your billing solution. So those are some things to think about. I think if you find a technology solution with all that, you found one that's pretty good. Thank you.